Blog Talk Radio.
You miss me? I miss all of y'all. Hey. All y'all girls standing together like that. I can't take it.
It is another Thursday for this radio show. I'm your host, the Scorpion King, the voice of Relisha, the one and only Keith Warren Sr. Tonight, guys, my co-host, Queen Bee, will not be here. She's a little under the weather, but she does send her love. But I will be joined by a person that's been on the search with me a couple of times, my son from Asylum Backyard Wrestling, Tyreek. Tyreek, you there?
Yeah.
All right, so this, like I said, guys, this is somebody that's been on searches with me before and everything, and is also concerned about religious well-being and things like that. Now, tonight, guys, we're going to be talking about, going to probably only do an hour show. Tonight, I'm going to mostly want to hear from anybody that's in the chat rooms, anybody that's on the phone lines. I want to hear what you guys think, you know, about what's going on so far. I mean, we haven't heard hide nor hair from anything that has to do with Relisha in a while. So tonight, guys, I encourage you guys to call 713-955-0505 and give us your thought on what's going on. Also, tonight on Al Jazeera America, the show that's been basing things on Relisha and her story, they will have a show. The show begins tonight on basically the Relisha story, but there's more to it. They're going to be talking more about tonight. They're going to be talking more about they're going to be talking more about the shelter, which is DC Journal. So if you're in DC and you got it, it's called the television show. It's called Al Jazeera America, and I believe it comes on tonight at 9 o'clock. But tomorrow night at 10 p.m. I will be on there as well as other, I guess the mother Shamika and the so-called stepfather and everything. But if you want to start watching by the night, if you have Comcast, channels 275. If you have Verizon Fios, channels 452. DirecTV is 375. Dish Network is 9.94.10, and Cox Cable is 474. Now, if you don't have any of those cable companies, I implore you to check your local listing for Al Jazeera America, because I know that it doesn't have, it's not on every cable station. So, let's go back to the searches from last year and everything. Yourself was out there with me. What was your feeling when you was out there?
My feeling was the fact that I was feeling sad because we have a little girl out here lost without her mother or father there to protect her. Like, my thing is, instead of just sitting around, people should just basically be out looking and never giving up.
You're absolutely right about that. I mean, you yourself have met the mother, Shamika, as well, you know, being along with me and everything. And this to me, this has to seriously come to a head. I mean, this is one problem where one child is missing, and it the way it happened, it should not have happened and everything. Now, I want to know from you listeners tonight, and I see the chat room is starting to fill up. There are people on Twitter, Facebook, even callers are starting to call and everything. What do you think? How do you think this could have been prevented? And while I'm waiting on anyone to answer of how this could have been prevented, me personally, I really think it could have been prevented by, first of all, it starts at home first. Now, like everyone says, they too would have not let their 8-year-old daughter go with a grown man anywhere, let alone not checking on their child or nothing. I mean, it just, it brings so many antennas up. And the way the timeline is about this whole case, you know, it's just not in the right frame. I mean, I keep looking at this case every day, and I see different things that just, it just doesn't add up. Stories don't add up. Stories don't add up. Things that I just can't see myself letting my child go down like this. I just couldn't really do it, and it hurts me to even continue on to talk about this. But, you know, like I said, I'm going to try my best, along with the help of others, to try to find Relisha. We're going to take a music break, and then we'll be right back after this.
You got that?
Temporary layoff,
from the KWDC Radio Studio in Washington, D.C., it's the Search for Militia Radio Show with your hosts, Keith Warren Sr. and Queen B. Once again, guys, tonight Queen B is not going to be available tonight. She's a little under the weather, but she does give her love to the listeners and everybody at RRTF and religious supporters. Guys, it's been a year, okay? And before I say this, guys, also with me tonight is my special guest host. He's my play son from back in my wrestling federation, and he's also been on a search with Relisha, Tyree Shelton on here. My bad, son. I forgot all about you. My bad, dog. But
that's harsh, but okay.
I know you know your old man getting old now. But anyway, today marks a year, everyone, that video from the motel. Today marks the year of that video from the motel. And we're getting close to the year, to the date. Matter of fact, it's starting March 1st, Sunday, will be a year of one of the dates where she so-called went missing and everything. And that was supposed to have been the day of that video of her dancing around and things like that and everything. Now, like I have asked, you know, you callers, you listeners and everything, you all that has been listening to this show for almost a year now, your thoughts on this case as it's coming into a year, I would really like to know. Also, in April, we'll be going back out searching again. We have had Gail St. John on here, who is a psychic detective, and she does have a good rap sheet of solving cases. We are trying to our best to get her out here so she can search with us and everything. And we're hoping that this will be the final time we go out searching or anything, that we find something that we bring closure to this case. So, guys, I want you to please call in 713-955-0505 and give us your thoughts on the question of the night, guys, and that is, what would you have done as the parent of Alicia to prevent what happened? And a lot of the people, except for Tyreek, well, no, I can't say except for Tyreek because he wants to make me old and give me a grandchild. But anyway, I don't think there's no one that's a part of this case that isn't a parent. I'm not sure. I'm not judging, but, you know, majority of the people that I have talked to are parents and grandparents. You could even be an aunt, great aunt, doesn't matter. This happening to an innocent child is hurtful enough. Now, I've had people ask me questions such as, why would God do something like this? I mean, that's between you and God. And I can't explain that and everything, but a lot of people blame the parents, and I have to agree with that. I mean, things happen when it comes from the home first. It always starts at home first, and if you don't nip stuff in the bud at home, you never know what might go wrong or nothing. I mean, it's like I said, this is a young girl we're talking about. I would go crazy if it was my child. But also tonight, guys, on Al Jazeera America, which is the show America Tonight, they will start off talking about things that have been going wrong in the D.C. general shelter. And if you have any of these channels, if you have cable, you can find it on any of these channels. If you got Cox Cable, I think that's Virginia, which is channel 474, Dish Network 9410, DirecTV 375, Verizon Fios 452, and Comcast is 275. It starts tonight, and it ends, I believe, tomorrow night. It will end with a piece that they're doing on everybody that's been that's a part of this thing with Relisha, whether it's with, I think, the mother's on there, the stepfather, myself, and that will be aired at 10 p.m. But the show that's tonight, I believe, is at nine p.m. I'm gonna have to check again, but I want to thank those that are just calling in and welcome you to the show. Queen Bee is not on the show tonight due to her being ill, but the question of the night is, what would you have done as the parent of Relisha to prevent what happened to her? And just a reminder to you guys that today marks a year to the date of the video where she was last seen. And I believe they're going to do something on the news tonight, too. I think I saw on the commercial I saw a picture or something or whatever. I'm not sure. Ty, what would you have done, man? What would you do, or what are you doing now to prevent your daughter from going near any type of stranger or anything?
Ooh, see, my daughter, she knows who's family and who's family friends, and she knows what to do and what not to do and what numbers to call just in case of an emergency like that. At that point, my daughter is only two, so she knows 911, she knows grandma, daddy, mommy, uncle, godparent numbers, and and so on and so on. She knows, she can tell you words like no, stop. You can hear her more clearly now. If she don't like something, if she doesn't like something, she tells you she doesn't like it. She's to the point where she know what's right from wrong.
All right. I mean, you got to teach these kids early, just to know what to do, what not to do, who to go to, who not to go to. I mean, there's so many kids out here that will sit up there and go to just anybody, and be so friendly if you have a smiling face or anything, you have a piece of candy or something, if you don't teach that child, it's just uncanny how, I always say it starts from the home and everything, and if you don't teach your child from the home, then you never know what might come out in the outcome and everything. I mean, so many kids are being snatched. The Black and Missing Foundation have totaled that there are 100,000 kids in the United States alone a year that are getting snatched up and missing. So, that's double the amount of adults and everything. So, what gonna go ahead and we're gonna take another music break and everything. I mean, people call in 713-955-0505 and tell us what you think. What would you have done as the parent of Alicia to prevent what happened? Or you can just tell us how you feel about this thing as it's coming up to that head. It's coming into a year that this little girl has been missing. So, you know, press one and, you know, give us your input. We'll be right back.
This shit that ice cold, Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Stylin', violent, living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
KWDC Radio Live is the one and only social religion radio show, and this is Discovery King Keith Warren Senior, along with my special guest host tonight, Tyreek Shelton. We got a caller calling in, so KWDC Radio Live, you're on the air.
Hi, yes, it's Keisha.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing, Keith. If it was my child, I wouldn't let her go off with no stranger at all. Because one is dangerous, and anybody could have snatched him up. And they should have called it in before it got too late, because it would be an easy way to find militia. So I personally, I know the whole family. I was at the shelter with the family.
So
that's
what do you think about the fact that the video of February 26th is still shown, but the one on March 1st, no one knows too much about that one?
I haven't seen the videos.
I think you can look up the one on February 26th, but you can't find the one on March 1st. But thanks for calling in, Keisha.
Okay.
So, guys, I think that, you know, a lot of people would fall behind what Keisha just said about, you know, the fact of the matter that she wouldn't let her daughter go to nobody. I mean, I understand that. It's too many things going on with children these days. And it's scary. It's a scary matter. You know, I mean, it's just crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have to go into another commercial break. I'm getting a very, very weird message right quick. So I'm going to have to get my team on this right now. I'll be right back after this message. I'm saying after this music. I meant after this music.
I stay by grandma Nana. I lay by my banana. Chevy Gator good. Alligator chain.
Let me see you bounce right and left and let your shoulder. Hey, hey, let your shoulder. Yeah, just let your shoulder. Hey, hey, get it right. Let your shoulder. Hey, hey, let your shoulder. Hey, just let your shoulder. Let me see you bounce right and left and let your shoulder. Hey, hey, let your shoulder.
Uncle Danny, who's the uncle of Ashley and Shamika. We've had India, the sister of Shamika Nash, Lichi Era, the sister of Shamika Nash. We even had Andre Tatum Jones and Tyreka Tatum Jones, who was the nephew and niece of Khalil Tatum, you know, and even working with this case, I've learned that about this Ricky Sheridan Lyles guy, who is completely, I don't know what to say about this guy. I mean, I've never really laid eyes on this guy. I don't think I've seen him on television, on news, or anything. I mean, for all we know, this guy could walk past us at any time. We probably don't know who he is. I mean, this is, I don't know what too much to say about this case anymore. It's mind-boggling. And we're dealing with her. She's now 9 years old, you know. And the sad thing about it is, the people have said that the parents are continuing on, moving on, like they don't care and everything, you know. Could she have been sold, you know? Could she have been sold for trafficking and everything? Could she have been sold for this, that, and other? Could it be true that her mother is jealous of her? We do not know these things. Now, I'm going to go one last time with the music break, guys, but I want to hear more from just one person with the question, you know, of the week, which is, what would you have done as the parent of Alicia to prevent what happened? And I like what Keisha said about that. You know, it was just mind-boggling. It's just mind-boggling, this whole case. But I like what he said about how she feels. That shows a good parent right there. That shows a good parent that cares about the kids, that, you know, make sure the kids is okay, you know, no matter what. And every time I look at that little girl's picture, man, it brings tears to my eyes. We'll be back after this.
Me. KWDC Radio Studio in Washington, D.C. It's the Search for Militia Radio Show with your hosts, Keith Warren Sr. and Queen B.
All right, y'all. This is the one and only Scorpion King, Keith Warren Sr. born here, along with my special guest host tonight, which is my esteemed crazy son, Tyreek. Who has been on the search with me. He was, those of y'all that don't remember him, he was the one that was my, kind of like, you know, he did the camera and things like that. He helped a great deal out and everything. And, of course, you heard, y'all, watch my dad, make sure my dad, I, anyway, that's how that boy is. But he's another person that really cares a great deal about Relisha. Just it being a missing child and everything. You know, this story has touched a lot of our hearts, and I see that no one else has nothing to say about the question of the week and everything, so I'm going to just go ahead and leave that alone and just say a couple of things before we sign off and everything. But this story has touched the hearts of millions. I mean, all over the world. I mean, we got people all over the United States listening to this show, even all over the world. We got people in Canada and Mexico, you know, listening to this, you know, and people emailing and sending wishes and everything to help find her and everything. So, you know, this has really touched the hearts of millions on here. I mean, one little girl bringing all these people together. Right? This is definitely DC Sweetheart. Next week, we're hoping that Queen Bee will be back and she'll be feeling better. That's a definite hope because I kind of miss her being on here right now. But let's go ahead, guys, and bow our heads in prayer and pray for Relisha. Anything to say before we close out?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, next week, same time, same place. Make sure y'all catch tonight, Al Jazeera show, America Tonight at 9 o'clock, where they'll start off talking about D.C. General Shelter, which was the shelter that Relisha was at. If you have Comcast, it's on channel 275, Verizon Fios 452, DirecTV 375, Dish Network 9410, and Cox Cable 474. Guys, I'm going to go ahead and leave y'all with that song, A Prayer by the OJs. This is the Scorpion King, Keith Warren Sr., and my boy Tyreek Shelton. Y'all, we're out of here. Thank you.
of all things, I humble myself as I bow to your throne. I pray for love, joy, peace, and happiness to be present in my home. Well, I do. And that your Holy Spirit dwell in my heart and in my mind. Please give me strength, 'cause I get a little weak sometimes. I need help from you just to see me through.
I pray that the will be done.
Well.
Peace.